With state and local news, I'm Don Perkins. New York has a budget, and it's on time for the second year in a row. Governor Andrew Cuomo says this budget is not only on time, but has reform included in it, with a new pension plan for new state employees, more money for schools than they expected, and a teacher evaluation program.
I believe the teacher evaluations that were part of this plan is going to be a major innovation in public education. I think it'll proved to be one of the most dramatic reforms in decades for public education, actually bringing performance management into public education.
The $132.6 billion budget raises spending by 2% without new fees or taxes, with a 4% increase in Medicaid. The final budget was passed Friday night, 24 hours before the deadline. State Senator James Seward, in his comments on the budget, says it proves that state government is back on track once again. The budget includes a restraint on spending, no new taxes, funding for roads, bridges, and infrastructure, more aid to poor school districts, and relief from state mandates like Medicaid.
Also, I'm pleased that we have fully restored the EPIC program for senior citizens to help our needy senior citizens with their pharmaceutical costs. That will help them greatly to continue to have the prescriptions they need without having to make that choice between food and their pharmaceuticals.
School administrators say the new state budget may not prevent them from having to make hard decisions about facilities, staff, and programs. Walton Central School Superintendent Thomas Austin says this budget news is a mixed message.
We did get more state aid than the governor's proposal when the legislators finished the budget with the governor. They did distribute an extra $200 million to education, which was very nice for Walton. We had hoped to get as much as $192,000, and we got about $80,000. So you can see we got less than we thought.
School districts thought the budget cuts would be bigger and have already been planning measures to deal with the shortfall, which many superintendents say will still have to be addressed. And trout season in New York State arrived yesterday. The mild winter and early spring has left rivers, streams, and lakes ice-free and available for fishing. DEC Commissioner Joe Martins anticipates that stream flow will be good for early season trout fishing. However, he warns anglers to use caution in waterways affected by Hurricane Irene and Tropical Storm Lee. The DEC has started to stock about 2.4 million brook trout, rainbows, and brown trout in about 300 lakes and ponds, as well as 3,000 miles of streams across the state. The forecast mostly cloudy today, then gradual clearing, the high in the mid-40s. Tonight clear with a low around 23. Tuesday increasing clouds with a high in the mid-50s. Tuesday night mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, lows in the mid-30s. And Wednesday partly sunny with a chance of showers, the high near 50. That's your Weather Center forecast. I'm Don Perkins.